What up? What up? What up? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Red's Weekly Recap, presented to you by Impact Sports Cincinnati. My name is Chris Asbrock, and I will be your host once again. And I tell you what, wow. The Cincinnati Reds, as we know, were able to clinch the playoff berth for the first time since 2013. And I tell you what, they made me look dumb because literally just a few weeks ago, if you listen or if you remember just a few episodes ago, I was willing to put the nail in the coffin of the Cincinnati Reds. However, last week I did state, or it's 2 weeks ago, I said that the Reds needed to come out and win 7 of their last 10. Well, the Reds, I tell you what, did just that. They have, simply phenomenal job by this Reds ball club. This was the way this team finished up the season was exactly what I wanted to see from this ball club. Now, I said, you know, when it began with the homestand against the Pittsburgh Pirates, I said they had to win all 4. They did that. I said at bare minimum, they had to take 1 game from the Chicago White Sox. They took 2. Because at bare minimum, they had to take at least 2 of 3 from the Brewers. They took 2 of 3. Then they go on the road to face the Minnesota Twins, and they come away with taking 2 of 3 in that. And the win, and coming into that series, the Twins had only lost 5 total games at home, and the Reds were able to take 2 of 3. This team has been nothing short of simply fantastic. And I mean, it's something that, you know, you look at the way, you know, this team finished up the year. I mean, how, you know, you got to be so proud of this ball club. And, you know, they finished the season 31-29, 3 games back of the Chicago Cubs for the division. They were tied with the St. Louis Cardinals in terms of the, you know, the standings. They were tied for second. The Cardinals had, you know, they were able to move ahead in terms of, I think it was losses is how it kind of worked out. The Reds finished 16-13 at home at Great American Ballpark and 15-16 away from Great American. Now, granted, like I said, this team came back with, I mean, just an absolute fury. And, I mean, like I said, you have to be nothing short of proud of these guys and this team and how they did it, because they were, I mean, they were great. I mean, simply great. And, you know, again, it's something that you want to, you know, you want to see from this team. And this team, you knew they were going to put up a fight. You knew it was going to happen. And, you know, they were able to, you know, they were able to get it done. And it's, again, something that, you know, you just are, you know, you're just thrilled to see it play out the way it did. And I'm so happy that they were able to come away with a victory. Now, it started off on Monday. The Reds came out with a 6-3 win behind Luis Castillo, who ended up going 6 2/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, 1 run, and it was earned. He did walk 3, struck out 9, did give up 1 home run, and that was to Jed Jerko in the 5th inning. But overall, Amir Garrett came on, got the hold. Raisel Iglesias got the hold. And then Nate Jones came in. You know, this team, again, simply fantastic. They struck out as a staff. They struck out 12. Now, on the flip side, Brandon Woodruff was the tough luck loser. He went 5 2/3 innings. He struck out 9, gave up 1 home run. That was to Eugenio Suarez. He did walk 2. But, you know, overall, the Reds were able to get 8 hits. They scored 6 runs on 8 hits. And, you know, they scored 4 of those in the 8th inning to where, you know, this was a 6-1 ball game going into the top of the 9th. And then, you know, it went on from there where the Brewers were able to score 2 more in the 9th off of Nate Jones. But the Reds were able to still come away with a victory, improving to 28-27 on the season at that point in time. And then Tuesday's game, again, a game to where, you know, they put themselves in a good position. They will, you know, they'll be in a really good spot to continue to put themselves in a great spot to clinch. And At this point in time, they came out and scored two runs in the first, and that was all they would get, as TJ Antone would be the hard luck loser on that. Sonny Gregg was five innings, gives up two hits, one run, and it was earned. Struck out eight and did give up one home run. And Sonny Gregg was he was great. Like I said, TJ Antone, he went two innings, gave up three hits, two runs. He did strike out three. Unfortunately, like I said, the Reds did lose, and it ended up being a so-called blown save. That's kind of how they looked at it. Amir Garrett came in. He pitched an inning, so did Anthony DeSclafani. Unfortunately, the Reds were unable to get the victory. Brent Anderson got the victory for the Milwaukee Brewers. He went six innings, four hits, two runs. He did strike out seven. The Reds were able to get four hits. Like I said, two runs on four hits. And unfortunately, they just could not. They couldn't get the job done. Castellanos did go yard in the first inning. It was a two-run home run. But that's all the Reds could muster as they fell back to an even 528-28. Going into the rubber game of this series, where a game, again, the Reds had to come off and win, and they did just that. And it was, I mean, this was the game that was a lot of fun to watch, as you saw Trevor Bauer be Trevor Bauer. He was nothing short of phenomenal in this game. He goes eight innings, gave up four hits, one run. He struck out 12. And, I mean, again, he was simply fantastic in this game. There's no other way to put it. I mean, he was on. He was dealing. I mean, he had guys just twisted. And he had it on Christian Yelich. You know, he struck him out three times. Yelich left three men on base. Jerko struck out twice. So did Hura and Peterson. Those were the other ones who struck out multiple times. But again, just Trevor Bauer. Nothing more you can say about Trevor Bauer than that. He was just simply phenomenal. And he's the reason why this Reds ball club has, you know, he's 5-4. The numbers don't reflect the way he's pitched so far this year. Simply fantastic. And I'm going to be parading him for the Cy Young, because I truly think he does deserve it. He was amazing this game, and it continues to show why, you know, he is one of the top pitchers in baseball. Again, Trevor Bauer, tip of the cap to you, good sir, as you were simply fantastic and leading the Reds to a victory on Wednesday, improving them to 29-28 with a humongous series against the Minnesota Twins at Target Field, where the Twins, like I said, had only lost five games all season against, you know, their opponents at home. And what did the Reds do? They come out and get a huge 7-2 victory, where the Reds were able to get the job done, and they were able to clinch. The Reds scored seven runs on nine hits. They scored two runs in the fourth and fifth, and then three more in the ninth. This game was really, really good, and ended up being a game started by Tyler Mahle, who went 2 1/3. He gave up three hits, one earned. He did walk two and struck out four. Michael Lorenzen came in, got the win. He improved to 3-1 in the season. He went 3 1/3, gave up three hits, one run, and it was earned. He walked one and struck out four. Amir Garrett came in, pitched a third of an inning, and he ended up with his sixth hold of the season. Lucas Sims came in, got his fifth hold of the season after he went an inning. Raisel Iglesias got a hold as he went an inning. And then Wade Miley came in and pitched the bottom of the ninth and got the huge final three outs for the Cincinnati Reds as they improved to 30-28 on the season and clinched a playoff spot for the Reds, which was, you know, their first appearance in 7 years since they had made the wild card game back in 2013. So Cincinnati Reds came away with a huge victory on that Friday night, leading into the second game against the Minnesota Twins, where they fell 7-3. Luis Castillo got the loss. He fell to 4-6 on the season. He went four innings, gave up six hits, four earned runs. He did strike out four. Anthony DeSclafani came in, pitched three innings. He gave up four hits and three earned runs as well. He did not have his best day. And then Robert Stevenson pitched as well an inning, and he struck out one. The Reds, again, tough loss there. They were only able to muster three runs on seven hits. Two of those hits came from Shogo Akiyama. Joey Votto had two more, and the Reds were unable to get the job done on the Saturday. They fell to 30-29 on the season, but they were able to, like I said, get the job done and get the get the playoff spot already clinched. So this was just kind of a formality in terms of trying to get their playoff rotation kind of in line. Luis Castillo will feature in that, as I will talk about here in just a minute. The final game of the season was yesterday's game against the Minnesota Twins, where they came out and were able to come away with a huge 5-3 victory over the Twins, where they scored three runs in the top of the 10th inning to get the 5-3 victory. Raisel Iglesias gets the win. He improves to 4-3. Again, Sonny Gray goes. He goes 5 1/3. He gave up only two hits. He gave up two runs on two hits. Both those were earned. He struck out four. He did walk four. He didn't have his best stuff, but was able to pitch a solid game. TJ Antone came in and got the. He pitched an inning and 2/3. Amir Garrett came in and pitched a third of an inning. Lucas Sims came in, pitched an inning and a third, and then Raisel Iglesias, who did come in and pitched an inning and a third for the win there, as he struck out three. The Reds overall as a staff struck out 13 again. This team continues to impress. I mean, their ability to rack up the strikeouts is very impressive. But the Reds were able to get the job done. Eugenio Suarez, he got two hits. He did drive in two runs. He did strike out twice, though. The Reds did strike out 11 times on the game, but they did get five runs on eight hits, again, in 10 innings there. And the Reds did improve to end the regular season at 31-29, as they had pretty much been set for a playoff spot already. Now it's just a matter of where they were going to slot in. Now, I had predicted the Cincinnati Reds to win the National League Central. They were only three games off, but if you look at it, the NL Central is certainly one of the strongest divisions in all of baseball, as they were able to get four teams in the playoffs. Chicago Cubs did win the division. Again, the Reds and Cardinals were tied with a .517 win percentage. The Cardinals did play two less games, which, depending on the seeding, they could have played out to where they were going to play two games, a doubleheader against the Tigers on Monday, that is today. So if you're listening to this, it was Monday. So with that being the case, the Reds were able to, it didn't really matter. And Milwaukee was able to get in thanks to losses from the San Francisco Giants and the Philadelphia Phillies, to where they were able to assist the Milwaukee Brewers in getting in the playoffs, even though they did lose to the St. Louis Cardinals. It worked out to where the Reds, Cardinals, Cubs, and Brewers were able to make the playoffs. So as it stands right now, the Los Angeles Dodgers won the National League West. They are the one seed, taking on the eighth seeded Milwaukee Brewers. The St. Louis Cardinals take over. Like I said, they overtook the Cincinnati Reds for the second spot in the division. They now have the fifth seed, and they will take on the second, the finisher, the second seeded, or not second seeded, but the second finisher in the West, which is the San Diego Padres. They were the four seed. So that's the 4-5 matchup. The Chicago Cubs, who did win the NL Central, they host the Miami Marlins, and the second seeded Atlanta Braves take on the seventh seeded Cincinnati Reds. Now, with that being the case, things are playing out very, very well for the Cincinnati Reds to make some moves. They have set their playoff rotation. And I tell you what, coming into this, this is a team you do not want to face. The Reds line up their postseason rotation here in this best of three series, leading off with Trevor Bauer in the game on Wednesday afternoon at noon. Trevor Bauer will toe the rubber in that game. Luis Castillo will be in game two, and then Sonny Gray, if necessary, in a game three on the second. So you're looking at a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday matchup here where you're going to see Trevor Bauer, Luis Castillo, and Sonny Gray. So that lends itself to a really good situation here for the Cincinnati Reds as they come into this series. I think that, you know, this team is set for, you know, they're set for some success. I think that you are going to see a team come out and play some great baseball as they have at the final part of this season. As you can see, the bats got hot at the right time. That's exactly what you want to see as this team, again, they rallied and got the job done late, as you would have expected them to do, you know, at the beginning of the season. A full 162, it's kind of what you were expecting from this ball club, was a team to come out and finish as one of the playoff teams. Now, you know, a lot of people are going to come out and say that this team, the only reason they were able to advance was because of the extended playoffs. Now, that you can go along with that and say, okay, I get it, but, you know, who knows? The way the Reds have played so far this season was, it was definitely a tale of two teams. They were very cold to start the season, but you could tell once this team heated up, there was no stopping them, and they were able to, you know, get the job done, you know, led by Jesse Winker, Shogo Akiyama, Moustakas, Votto, Castellanos, and Eugenio Suarez. Eugenio Suarez finished batting .202 on the season, but he did end up leading the team in home runs with 15, which was stunning, because you never would have thought that, you know, right from the get-go there, seeing Eugenio Suarez start off and struggle like he did. He was in struggle city, and he fought back, and, you know, again, he led the team in home runs with 15. I mean, he was, and I'm waiting for the MLB page is struggling here, but he was third on the team in hits with 40. He was, Nick Castellanos led the Reds with 49 hits, Joey Votto with 42, and then, like I said, Eugenio Suarez with 40. So, again, this team was nothing short of fantastic. Eugenio Suarez did lead the team in RBIs with 38, followed by Nick Castellanos with 34. So this team, you know, was getting the big bats going from Moustakas, who knocked in 27 runs on 8 home runs, but his home runs seemed to be very timely. Jesse Winker knocked in 23 runs on 12 home runs. He did have 7 doubles. Castellanos finished with 11 doubles. Now, again, this team was, you know, just something to completely just, you know, baffle you. This team, like I said, was just simply fantastic. You look at the pitching staff, you know, Trevor Bauer led all starters with 1.73 ERA. He was 5-4. Which was best on the team. It does lead the team in wins as well, which he is tied with Sonny Gray. He led the team in innings pitched as well. He had 73. Trevor Bauer was the man. He was the man for the Cincinnati Reds, plain and simple. You know, would you wanted that big start? He gave up only 41 hits. He struck out 100 through 73 innings, which is, you know, that's an astronomical number. He only gave up 14 earned runs. He did give up 9 home runs. He was touched on the long ball a little bit, which was the most on the team. But, you know, you kind of look at, you know, Luis Castillo, who gave up 25 earned runs. You look at Luis Castillo's stats, it's a little misleading. He went 70 innings. He gave up 62 hits, 31 runs. Only 25 of those were earned. and walked 24. The 24 number is pretty big. Sonny Gray did walk 26 as well. Tyler Mahle did walk 21. But you look at those, you know, those numbers there, the top three guys in terms of strikeouts. I mean, you're looking at, you know, between three guys, you're looking at a total of 261 strikeouts between Bauer, Castillo, and Gray. And that is, I mean, that's incredible. That's an incredible number there from three guys. So this team, again, is set up for, they're in a good spot to move forward and knock off this Atlanta Braves team. Just the way this team has been hitting, which is what you want to see. You know, this team was 20-26 on September 12th. Now, that is, you know, you look at September 12th, and at that point in time, I did the Reds Weekly Recap on that Sunday, the 13th there, where I had said, at this point in time, the team had to get a, you know, that's where I said they had to win 7 of their last 10, or of their 7 of their next 10 on that homestand, because they ended up having to go to the Minnesota Twins to face them. The Reds ended up going 11-3, and they won 5 straight series. They knocked off the St. Louis Cardinals, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Chicago White Sox, the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Minnesota Twins. That's 5 straight series. Ending the season, they won those series. Again, guys like Shogo Akiyama, Moustakas, Votto, those guys came through and were hitting. You know, they were getting the job done when they were hitting. And they are coming into this team as, or into this postseason as one of the hottest teams in all of baseball, plain and simple. The bullpen has stepped up. They struggled early on. They've stepped up. Amir Garrett, Archie Bradley, Iglesias, TJ Antone, Lucas Sims, these guys, Michael Lorenzen, they're stepping up and getting the job done when you need it. And now you're setting your lineup, you know, now you're getting to give guys like Antone, Tyler Mahle, Wade Miley, and DeSclafani a chance to take a step back and then come in and pitch in the series if, you know, when needed. That's an option for this ball club as well. So it's going to depend on how they set up their playoff roster and move forward and going about, you know, this series. You know, it starts off Wednesday afternoon at noon on ESPN. You know, this team, again, has, you know, they are in the position to make some noise. They have not won a postseason round since 1995, which is still baffling to me to you know, take a look back and see all of that. But it's been 95 since this team has won a playoff series. So, you know, you're looking at 25 years since this team has advanced. This team can set up and do that again because they are that, you know, they're that loaded, in my opinion. I think this team can get the job done. Again, they have to, you know, they have to get the job done at the plate when it's needed. Now, granted, you know, the Reds had a team batting average of .212 during the regular season. That cannot happen. This team they have to get the job done when they're called upon. Granted, this pitching staff can hold a team to very little. That's what, you know, you cannot rely on that when you're only managing to hit, you know, to manage 4 or 5 hits in a game. The playoffs aren't going to work that way. Now, again, the Reds have the advantage over this Atlanta Braves team. You don't know what you're going to get in terms of this first game, the Atlanta Braves and the Reds. I mean, you don't know what you're looking at here. You know, this is a chance here for the Reds to, you know, again, to make some noise. You get a solid first start, which you know you're going to get Trevor Bauer coming out and being an absolute gamer in this situation. You know, he's taking on Max Fried. Max Fried, left-handed pitcher. He did get hurt. You know, he was their top pitcher. He was 7-0 with a 2.25 ERA. He's making his first postseason start here But he did, according to reports I saw, that he did tweak his left ankle in the start against the Marlins. And the Marlins are no joke as well. So this is a team that, you know, Max Fried, he's able to get, you know, to get them going. That'd be a big victory for the Atlanta Braves to start off. So that's something to watch and to keep an eye on. But again, I think the Cincinnati Reds, I think they get the job done here. It definitely, I can see this team going and getting the victory behind Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer is, like I said, when things are going, Trevor Bauer wants that ball. He wants to get that victory. So that is something to definitely keep an eye on. And I think the Reds get the job done and take the series in two games. Now, in looking at the, let me give my playoff predictions here before I wrap this up. The series, Dodgers and Brewers, I think the Dodgers are just way too much overall. The Dodgers are loaded. I mean, they get the job done. They knock off the Milwaukee Brewers. San Diego Padres, I think they get the job done. I think they're too strong. This team, they're loaded. Pitching staff, they have the chance to make some noise as well. So that'll be something to take, you know, to take a look at and keep your eye on throughout this series. But I think the Padres get the job done. Now the Marlins, I think the Marlins have enough to get it done over the Chicago Cubs. I think the Marlins have a lot that they can take advantage of, and I think they will get the job done there and get the victory over the Chicago Cubs. I don't think the Cubs are in a good enough position to make that run. The Marlins they're hot right now. If you watched them play the New York Yankees prior to, you know, to the series, basically last week's series or the last series of the year, this team was, you know, they were rolling, and this team they're hot right now. They're one to keep an eye on, but I think the Marlins get the job done and knock off the Chicago Cubs. Like I said, I had already mentioned, I think the Cincinnati Reds knock off the Atlanta Braves. Going back to the other side there in the NLDS, I think it's going to be the Dodgers who are going to knock off the Padres, and the Reds, I think, will have enough to knock off the Miami Marlins. Setting up an NLCS with the Cincinnati Reds taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Reds will unfortunately ultimately fall to the Dodgers, and they will be representing the National League in the postseason, or in the World Series, I should say. Now, over in the American League, Tampa Bay, Toronto. I think this one's going to be intriguing. I think Tampa Bay does get it done. In terms of the hot matchup in the first game of the series is the matchup that will be on Tuesday night against Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians taking on Garrett Cole of the New York Yankees. I think the Cleveland Indians, their pitching staff, will get the job done, and they will knock off the New York Yankees. Twins and Astros, the 3-6 matchup, I think that's going to be an intriguing one. But I am picking I'm going to pick the Minnesota Twins to come away with this as well. The 2-7 matchup is going to be the A's and the White Sox. That is one to keep an eye on as well. But I think you will see the Chicago White Sox. I think they do have a little too much firepower, and they will get the job done and come away with the win in that situation there. Going to the ALDS, I think the Tampa Bay Rays will do enough to knock off the Cleveland Indians, and the Chicago White Sox will take advantage of the situation and knock off the Minnesota Twins. So a divisional matchup there, and I think they get the job done, setting up another 1-7 matchup, just like we saw in the National League, where the Rays will knock off the Chicago White Sox in advance to the World Series to take on the LA Dodgers, where the Dodgers will ultimately come away with the World Series championship, their first since 1982, and we will see the Dodgers come away with a victory, and we will see them win the World Series and hoist it for the first time in decades. So that is my prediction of how we're going to see the playoffs and World Series play out. and we will be back. As I do want to correct myself, and the I'm losing my train of thought here, but I do want to correct myself and state that the Los Angeles Dodgers, their last World Series was in 1988, not 1982. Don't know, that was the Kirk Gibson home run in 1988. So I will backtrack on that. Regardless, that is going to be it for this episode here of Reds Weekly Recap. Stay tuned as I will be back next week, where I will recap the Reds series against the Atlanta Braves and touch on the other playoff series as well. So as always, make sure you check out impactsportscincinnati.wordpress.com. That's impactsportscincinnati.wordpress.com. Make sure you check that out. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at @IamChrisAsbrock and at @ISCincy as well. And also, as always, for any fitness needs, make sure you check out fnxfit.com. That is fnxfit.com. And make sure you use the promo code BDiesel for 15% off your purchase. Again, that is promo code BDiesel for 15% off of your purchase. Again, make sure you check out fnxfit.com and use the promo code BDiesel for 15% off. As always, thank you guys so much for your support, and thank you, as always, for listening. And I will be back next week. And for now, make sure you sit back and enjoy the incredible slate of baseball games we have coming up. Thank you, and take care, everybody.